is our returning champion, Ronda Rhodes from Crockett, California. Stand by to see Ronda play for a trip to London, valued at $5,118. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros, valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Oh, man. All right, thank you. What a good group. Thank you very much. Nice to have you here. Good to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and we're going to introduce a champion who's got a bit of a problem now. This is Ronda Rhodes. Hello, Ronda.
Hello.
Now, you told me what the problem is, right? This is a great trip to London for two, but what about your attitudes about flying, you told me?
Well, I'm going to have to get over my fear of flying before I could get on a plane.
Yeah, she said, gee, that would be a great trip for her and her husband, but she's afraid of flying. Well, that might pose a problem for you, but, well, we'll get to that when we get to it. Right now, we'll tell you this, Ronda. That trip to London, and it is a great trip in one of the great cities of the world, over $5,000 here on Sale of the Century, it costs $175. You've got $135 in your bank, so a win with $40 more, and you could take that trip or pass on it and try for other things. So, good luck today. Ready to go?
Thank you. Yes.
Here we introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Well, I mean, for once we are dressed kind of together for the evening.
Yes, we are.
Who'd you bring it?
He believes in male liberation. From Anaheim, California, say hi to Jerry Cutler.
Hello there, Jerry.
And she's a speech chameleon, originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. Here's Joyce Battle.
Hi there, Joyce. Be a little later with some bargain, Summer. Thank you. Joyce, you are a speech chameleon.
That's right, Jim. When people with a foreign accent try to speak English, I find myself sounding just like them when they talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are like that. That's, okay. You can easily fall into that trap there. Good to have you here. Well, it shows you're listening, right?
Yeah.
Nice to have you here. Jerry, you believe in male liberation?
Right, Jim. Ladies have come a long way recently, and I think that's terrific. And I'm in the process of writing a book encouraging men to go for their liberation now.
Oh, good. What are you recommending men do for their liberation?
Well, demand fairness.
and buy your book, right, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Nice to have you here as well. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and gets to go shopping. We start the game with this. In 1985, this pop star married actor Sean Penn. Name her, Ronda.
Madonna.
Madonna it is. $5 for the correct answer. Ronda goes to 25. 640 acres is equal to one square, what?
Joyce? Mile.
Mile is what it is. Joyce gets her first five on the plus side. To a college graduate, what's a sheepskin? Ronda.
A diploma.
You got it. You're back in the lead by five. According to a familiar adage, what happens if you spare the rod? Jerry?
You spoil the child.
This time you got in there quick with a buzzer, and you're right for your first five on the plus to 25. In tennis, how many points do you have if your score is love? Jerry?
Zero.
Nothing at all. You are right, and you've tied Ronda for first place. And a good time to tie her because that's the signal for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but with a tie, Jerry and Ronda, only one of you can have this. So when you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Jerry or Ronda, you can pack away your luggage problems once you have Amelia Earhart luggage. Fashion and durability combined in this British tweed collection, featuring richly quilted interiors and bumper guard binding, furnished by Amelia Earhart. And it's normally priced at $538. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
All right, now, no one's hitting the buzzer. No one's hitting. Now, Ronda. If you get over your fear of flying and win and take the trip to London, you'll need this.
Yes, I would.
Jerry, get a hit book. You're going to have to go all over the place doing talk shows.
That's true.
You'll need this.
Nice luggage.
Didn't work, did it?
No.
I'll try another tack. $200 in cash to go with it for $5. Going once, going twice, and no sales. Not even money tempts these people. My goodness. All right, hanging into a tie there. Joyce, just a question behind. What popular old TV series featured characters named Colonel Klink and... Joyce?
McHale's Navy.
No, 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 they're on the land. Hogan's Heroes.
Right.
And you lose five for the incorrect answer, down to 20. The state flower of Massachusetts shares its name with the ship that bore the Pilgrims. Jerry?
Mayflower.
Mayflower is what it is, and Jerry goes into the lead at 35. What was the unsavory occupation of Jean Lafitte, Sir Henry Morgan, and Blackbeard? Jerry?
Pirates.
They're all pirates, and a 10-0 lead for the challenger, Jerry. Wow. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of that Fame Game board, and we look for the identity of a famous person. I am a comedian, born in Michigan in 1914 with the name Amos Jacobs. We moved to Toledo, where I became a candy butcher in a burlesque theater. When things got difficult in 1936, I prayed to St. Jude. Jerry?
Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas is right, and he's got the hospital, of course. Jerry, you have got the control of the board. First of all, Summer will show you where the $10 money card is.
It's behind the number 5.
Right there. The lights are flashing. We've now locked those lights into your buzzer, and you can hit the buzzer when you want and stop the light. Good luck, and go. Well, you landed on number 3. You didn't get the money card, but you'll get this prize.
You get carpet, Toy Joy Games carpet, in exciting multicolors. It's a family fun center with all the equipment to play checkers, chess, tic-tac-toe, whatever games. Joy Games, furnished by Joy Carpet.
Worth almost $500.
Fantastic.
And it's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. We've got a good game going. We're talking about the trip, but the champion is trailing right now. We'll be back. Challenger Jerry Cutler in the lead at 40, the champion Rhonda Rhodes at 30, and Joyce Battle not out of it at 20. Back with us. According to the Rodgers and Hammerstein song, where does the wind come sweeping down the plain? Rhonda.
Over the mountains?
No. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Yes.
Champion loses 5, down to 25. Name the author and philosopher who lived a solitary life on Walden Pond. Joyce.
David Henry Thoreau.
Yes, indeed, including the middle name. You're right. You're up to 25. Nicely done. On what sort of vessel will you find an instrument called a periscope? Rhonda.
On a submarine.
Yes. Just couldn't get it happen. Wow, champion loses 5. She's now in 3rd place. In Christian religions, the season of Advent culminates in the holiday of what? Very obscure holiday. Christmas is when Advent culminates. No one wanted to try that. Time for an instant bargain. Jerry, you've got the lead all by yourself. A $20 lead over the champion. How about this?
Jerry, for once, you'll enjoy seeing double with Sharp His and Her TVs. They're 19-inch color sets with one-button picture balance control and illuminated channel indicators, furnished by Sharp. And it's normally priced at $878. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
I even brought my own pen. Jerry, they didn't know me, but I know this. This is, I gotta get a new credit card. There are two color TV sets here, Jerry.
Nice.
For $10. You've got a son, yes?
Correct.
Son? One for him, one for you, for $10, and you would still have a $10 lead. And I'm going to make it an over $1,000 bargain by giving you $200 in cash to go with it for $10. Going once. What are you going to buy? Two color TVs. I'll put somebody's picture on there that you recognize, Jerry.
Okay.
Cost you just $10. We knock it off your score down to 30. And back with us. From the Greek meaning lion on the ground, this name is given to a lizard known for its ability to change colors. Rhonda?
Chameleon.
Chameleon is what it is. Champion pulls it within 5 of Jerry. In a famous interview, which soon-to-be president admitted that he had lust in his heart? Jerry?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter it is. And again, the $10 lead for the challenger, Jerry. In what state will you find the cities of Beaumont, Amarillo, and Lubbock? Jerry?
Texas.
Texas is right, and Jerry beats Rhonda with the buzzer. What branch of science is most closely associated with Mount Palomar in California? Rhonda.
Astronomy.
Astronomy is exactly what it is. Rhonda within $10 of Jerry. The main targets of her humor are her looks and her husband, Fang. Rhonda?
Oh, my goodness. I just went
Phyllis away. Diller. Oh. Phyllis Diller and the champion again just couldn't get it out ahead of the buzzer and loses five. Phyllis Diller, talking about Phyllis Diller, a delightful lady and very funny. She swears that when she goes to a beauty parlor, they make her use the emergency entrance. I don't believe that. We'll be right back. Well, the game remains close, but it is the challenger, Jerry, with a $15 lead. And talking about $15, we're going to add a $15 money card up on the board. Second crack of the fame game and a famous person. I am an American manufacturer born in Philadelphia in 1891. 1919, I bought Santa Catalina Island off the California... Jerry.
Wrigley.
Yes, indeed. You are right with limited information. Well done. Jerry, first of all, we'll show you that $15 money card.
It's behind the number 7.
The lights are flashing. There are two money cards up there. It is now locked into your buzzer, and you can go when you want to, Jerry.
Come on, 7. Come on, 7. Now.
Ooh, right next to it. And you're going to get another prize, though. Sever, what is it?
It's floor care products from Bissell, featuring the double action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors, and the Carpet Machine Plus for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula, furnished by Bissell.
Boy, I'm looking and I said, there is a camera up there, there's a color TV up there, and Jerry gets carpets and cleaning.
And a vacuum cleaner. Great.
We add that to your score, though. All right, back with this now for all three of you. One of this Polish composer's most popular piano pieces is nicknamed the Minute Waltz. He's Frederick Chopin.
Oh.
Chopin. Nobody got that. In legend, the father of Sir Galahad was a famous knight. Rhonda?
Arthur.
No. Sir Galahad's father was Sir
Lancelot.
Yes, and Rhonda knows it, but she's just a little off there.
Yes.
And it cost her 5. This classic TV show featured a German soldier repeating the line, very interesting, Rhonda.
Hogan's Heroes.
No. Laughing. Laughing.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Artie Johnson saying, yes. Rhonda loses another 5. But Jerry doesn't mind at all because he's got the lead all to himself and a $15 lead over Joyce, $25 lead over Rhonda, and the opportunity to buy this.
Jerry, here are 2 tasty additions for your kitchen. First, a wrought iron reproduction of an antique French baker's rack with solid brass accents furnished by Corsican. Plus, a Mille Henri gourmet French cookware. Use freezer to oven to table. Ideal for microwave or regular oven. Stick resistant, easy to clean, handcrafted cookware furnished by Emile Henry. These great gifts are normally priced at $1,111. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $15.
Great stuff. Beautiful ovenware. Gorgeous rack. Costs $15. You've got a $15 lead over Joyce. Jerry, you interested?
Well, that's nice.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
How confident are you can win? You'd be in a tie with Joyce. You'd have all of this good stuff and $500 in cash.
Oh, boy.
Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy all of this. Enjoy the cash. And as we knock $15 off Jerry's score, we are enjoying now a very close game. We'll finish it up after this. Having a bit of a problem getting on track, but with Jerry buying, it's only a $10 difference between Rhonda and Jerry and Joyce. And we're back with this. Give me the name of Great Britain's current Prime Minister. Rhonda.
Margaret Thatcher.
You are right, just beating Jerry to the buzzer, and $5 separate the play. In the 50s, a husband and wife were executed for passing... Rhonda? For passing atomic secrets to the Russians, Rosenberg. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, and again, the champion loses 5. He wrote the beloved holiday songs White Christmas and Easter Parade. Jerry.
Berlin.
That's right. Irving Berlin it is. And Jerry back into the lead by 5. All the money cards up on the board now, including a $25 money card, which we'll add as we look for a famous thing. I am a passenger ship built in England and launched in the early 1900s. I weighed nearly 32,000 tons and carried 2,000 passengers. In early May 1915, a warning not to sail on me. Jerry?
Lusitania.
You are right. With limited information, Jerry gets control of that board. Where's the $25 money card, Summer?
It's behind the number 2.
Well, you got a lot of shots and some money to add to your score right now, Jerry. It's locked into your buzzer. You can go when you want to.
Come on, 2.
Right next to it again and again a prize.
A metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion ballast to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
Now, you're laughing. You're laughing, but Jerry lives in Anaheim. The next gold strike's going to be in Anaheim. Right. I tell you that, friends.
Right.
We finish up the game now with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Jerry at 30, Joyce at 25, Rhonda at 15, but anyone can win it. I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What planet is named for the Roman god of the sea? Rhonda.
Mars.
Wrong. What is baseball's fall classic? Jerry.
World Series.
Right. How many deadly sins are there? Joyce.
Seven.
Right. Which country's national anthem is the Marseillaise? Jerry.
France.
Right. What is the female counterpart of a warlock? Jerry.
A witch.
Right. In literature, what ship was taken away from Captain Bligh?
Jerry. Bounty.
Right. In what country would you find the cities of Bern and Geneva? Jerry.
Switzerland.
Right. What letter of the alphabet is assigned to a movie featuring very explicit sex? Jerry.
X.
Right. Which state uses as its postal abbreviation the letters MD? Jerry.
Maryland.
Right. Traditionally, how old is a boy when he has a bar mitzvah? Joyce.
12.
Wrong. What language can you speak if you habla español? Jerry.
Spanish.
Right. What country was led into World War II by a man named Tojo? Jerry.
Japan.
Right. Give me the last name of the Italian explorer for whom America was named. Rhonda.
Amerigo Vespucci.
Right. Name the capital of the state of Wyoming. Time is up, and Jerry is the new champion of Tale of the Century. Congratulations. Back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, how old is a boy when he has his bar mitzvah? 13. And the Roman god of the sea, the planet Neptune, is named after him. Well, we got to say goodbye to the champion. She had her problems getting on track today, but she has done terrific. She's got a color TV, that wonderful carousel horse, men's clothes, the sofa, $915 in cash. You are well over $3,800 in cash
and prizes.
Rhonda, thank you so much for joining.
I've had a wonderful time. Thank you very much.
And Joyce didn't pick up anything along the way, but we thank you so much for coming down and joining us as well. But Jerry Rhodes did a lot of buying. He could do some more right now. He's going shopping. Come on, Jerry. I think I said Jerry Rhodes. I meant Jerry Cutler. My apologies there, Jerry. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you won with $75. Normally, the first-level prize costs $85, but you are entitled to the first-level prize. All you have to do is say yes, and in addition to everything else you've picked up, you can also walk away with this.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, it's yours on sale of the century for only $85.
$85 it would normally cost, but you've got $75. You're entitled to the first level prize. May I, Karen? Thank you. Because what it amounts to with that shopping spree is $3,000 in cash. Here, right now, it's yours until you say no. Hang on to $3,000 in cash just by saying yes, or you can give it back to me. Put your money in the bank, and you are $100 away, but you'd have to win again from this.
Here's a jolly good trip to jolly old England. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 10 smashing days in exciting England. Enjoy the splendor of Buckingham Palace, London's theater district, and the lovely English countryside. This grand trip, normally priced at $5,118, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
That's the next prize up the line. There are a lot of other wonderful things here, but I'll tell you this, if you get to $750, we will give you all of the prizes on our stage and this.
A cash jackpot of $68,000.
And that's a total of $134,885 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But Jerry, you've got a tough decision, I must say, at the first level. $75 is what you won with, and that will buy you $3,000 in cash just by saying yes with everything else you've picked up along the way. You think about it. We'll get his decision right after this.
Wow.
Back with our new champion, Jerry Cutler. Jerry, you're squeezing it too tight. You've got to fan it out so you can get a look at it.
$50,000 in cash and everything else you've picked up and leave us if you say yes, or I take the money back, and the next thing up the line is the trip to London. You'd need to continue winning and another $100 for that. Jerry, what's it going to be?
I want to go to London. I'm going to go for it.
Oh, giving me back the money? Putting his money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000. $69,000. And two new challengers for Jerry Cutler on Sale of the Century next time. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Tough decision to have to make, right?
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.